Federico Fellini, the Italian filmmaker, once said, "All art is autobiographical," perhaps meaning that artistic creations are very much tied to the people that make them. Artists choose their subjects for particular reasons, and the Roman poet Catullus is no exception. It seems highly likely, given the subject matter, that his poem 64 coincides with a personal romantic crisis in Catullus's life. As the longest poem in Catullus's collection, Poem 64 has been described by modern scholars as a sort of mini-epic. In just over 400 lines, Catullus recounts the wedding of Peleus and Thetis. However, the poet devotes over half of the poem to his description of Ariadne and Theseus, whose story has been embroidered on one of the wedding gifts. In their tale of heartbreak, Ariadne offers to help Theseus escape the labyrinth and kill the Minotaur if he will promise to marry her. All of this, by the way, is entirely against her father, since Theseus is his enemy. Ariadne holds up her end of the bargain, but Theseus ends up deserting his bride on a very lonely stretch of beach. Her anger at this abandonment takes over a large chunk of the poem, probably because it is here that Catullus found parallels to his own life. Perhaps Catullus, having been jilted by a woman himself, sees Ariadne's situation as analogous to his own, and through her words, Catullus creates an attack on the lover who abandoned him. As one Catullus scholar, Michael Putnam, noted, Catullus speaks through his characters, but very much for himself. He gives Ariadne a fairly lengthy monologue so that he is able to actually speak through her, as if he was using her sharp words against the lover that betrayed him. The story of Ariadne and Theseus begins on line 50, and while introducing their tale, Catullus tells his audience that Ariadne ends up on a desolate beach without her lover. It's almost like one of those movies that begins at the end and then flashes backwards to show how such a conclusion was reached, and the whole movie you're wondering how the story is ultimately going to reach that particular end. Even though Catullus's audience knows about Theseus's desertion from the beginning of the story, it is not until line 132 that Ariadne begins her powerful lament. In this excerpt, which is lines 132 to 148, Ariadne is calling out to her absent two-timing lover, who has just ruined her life by separating her from her home and her father, who she has just betrayed to save the apparently very ungrateful Theseus. Is this how you, untrustworthy one, leave me after separating me from my sacred family altars? You double-crossing Theseus, were you always intent on abandoning me on a desolate shore? You are so selfish. Do you not realize that in departing this way you have neglected divine will? Are you going to carry the cursed consequences of your empty promises to your own home? Was there nothing that could make your mind deviate from your cruel plan? Was there no compassion in you that your gentle heart might want to take pity on me? These are not the promises that you once sweetly made me. This wretchedness is not the dream you assured me would be fulfilled. For a happy wedding was what was promised, with happy wedding songs, all of which have been torn to pieces by blustery, unfulfilling winds. From now on, let there be no woman who believes a man's word, for there is not a man who aspires to be faithful to his speeches. For as long as his ravenous mind is fixated on something, there is nothing he will not hesitate to swear to, nothing he will hesitate to promise. But as soon as the desires of his mind have their lustfulness satisfied, he will not care about anything he has said, he will not care about breaking his promises. Si cine me patris, avectam perfide. Ab areis, perfide, de certo le quis ti litore fesu. Si cine discedans neglecto numina devum, immemora devota donum per iori aportas. Nulla ne res potuit crudalis flectare mentis consilium. Tibi nulla fuit clementi a praesto. Imite ut nostri velit miseres care pectas, at non haec quondam blanda promissa dediste, voce mihi non haec mesarare spirare iubebas. Sed connubia vita, sed optatos himenios, quae cuncta aeriae descerpunt, irrita venti. Nunc iam nulla viro iuranti femina credat, nulla viri sperit sermones esse fideles, quistum aliquid cupiens animas praegestit aspici. Nil me tuunt iuare, nihil promittere parcunt, sed simil a scupite mentis satiata libido est, dicta nihil me tuera nihil perioria curant.